You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What's up, everybody? Happy Best Bits Weekend. I am joined by Mike D via Zoom.
Hey, yeah.
It's been a busy week. So whenever there's a crazy one, we typically link up on Zoom for less stress on all of us. And that's what this weekend is.
Yeah, it feels different doing it in this setting. I feel more comfortable here because I'm in my home studio setting where I have like my movie podcast set up, and it just feels like a totally different vibe.
It's true, but you know, the bonus of doing Zoom is I do have video, although I've never done anything with it. Because like Mike's seeing me right now too, where I'm just like at my worst. I'm like, there's no makeup, we're just rolling. All right, we do have some fun best bits this week from the show. We've got the dyslexia test that went down. Lunchbox has the kindness challenge happening for 2 weeks. Dr. Lori V came on to evaluate Amy's Madame Alexander dolls. Eddie made his son cry. We did some reviews of things that we have in our lives currently. Barbara Corcoran also came on and gave advice to Amy and Eddie, and Lunchbox geeked out because Shark Tank. And we also had 1,000 horses on. So like a lot there. It's always crazy, Mike, when I like look back at our show from the week, I'm like, we did a lot.
It's always like the weird things too that get me, like all the interview stuff sounds normal. And then it's like Eddie making his kid cry, Lunchbox trying to be nice.
I really like to throw people off, you know? All right. So I do have some things to talk with you about. I want to talk about our dumbest injuries ever. And you may have a few of them, or you may have none. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I was shredding cheese the other day. And apparently I'm like in the Stone Ages because I was using a handheld shredder. When there's so much more technology now.
There is?
Yeah, I'll tell you. But like you can see my finger right now. I had posted a picture of it. But like I shredded. There was like a piece of my finger like hanging on by a thread. Like I straight up shredded my thumb.
So it was like a metal one.
Yeah, it was like a metal, like old school, like kind of mandolin looking thing. And I felt so dumb, Mike. Like I did that. And I was like, I knew what I was doing. And I just shred my finger for no apparent reason other than to cause myself pain.
Yeah, those things can cause some damage. You don't really think about it.
No, but you know, thankfully listeners like sent me, they're like, oh yeah, you just need this little crank thing, which I ordered. It just arrived at my house. This little like you stuff the cheese in and it just cranks and it's super easy. I'm like, why couldn't anybody have told me that before this happened? So my dumbest injury. Do you have something that comes to mind for you?
I mean, all of mine are probably when I was a kid. I got hurt so much that my mom just keep him out of trouble because he's going to get injured. But I think my dumbest one was probably in first grade where I walked backwards for no apparent reason. And then I tripped over a chair and I landed like on the concrete edge of a doorway.
No.
And it split my head open. And all I remember is falling down on the ground. And then I kind of felt something on the back of my head and I touched it. And then my entire hand was covered in blood.
No. And was it like super deep?
Oh yeah, it was deep that I had to go to the nurse's office. They wrapped me up in like this giant bandage. And then my mom had to take me to the hospital to get stitches.
Oh, how many stitches did you have?
I don't even remember.
Is it probably still like there?
Yeah, like the entire back of my head is all messed up because that was one of many injuries I had as a kid. There's another time I was just like standing on this green, like, I don't know, like power thing in the trailer park and I fell off of it. It also landed on concrete and cracked my head open. Didn't have to get stitches that time. But like, if you just look at the back of my head, if I ever have it like cut shorter, you can just see all these marks because of all the times I fell as a kid.
What was happening to you that you kept repeatedly falling backwards on concrete?
I was a pretty adventurous kid. Like, I always got into things. I was just very curious. So I would jump on things. I would get into things and I would always injure myself. The other dumb one I have is one that I still have on my hand is whenever I was really inspired by watching Jackass. So I would want to do everything like Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O. So my cousins and I would ride skateboards. And then I got this idea to go down this giant hill on a skateboard, but I like lay down on the skateboard. So then as I'm going, like top speed, like way too fast to be on a skateboard, I was wearing a sweater and the sweater got caught in the wheel.
Oh gosh.
It just like started twisting around and then my hand just all the way down the pavement was just scraping and it left like this huge scar on my hand. It was just totally shredded up and bloody. And that was the other one I got. So it's really me doing dumb things as a kid where all my injuries probably led me to the point of not doing dumb things as an adult.
That's fair. You're at least learning from yours, but you have none as an adult. Like, these are great ones as a kid because like you're learning, but you have none as an adult.
It's probably like kind of like what you had of like things in the kitchen. It's usually like accidentally stabbing myself, either like trying to take the pit out of the avocado or trying like to cut something open with a knife. And I'll just kind of like the quick stab.
Those but other dang than that, avocados.
I'm pretty cautious. Whenever I turned 30, I was like, okay, I'm going to retire from skateboarding because I don't want to have any dumb injuries.
This is so true. Like when you're talking about yours, like just a few came to mind. This is just top of mind because I obviously did this week, but I broke my tailbone roller skating first 5 minutes. I was holding onto the back of a golf cart, like I was standing up and we hit a bump and I just go flying backwards. And I had scrapes from head to toe all the way on my front side. And then I fell off of a bike when there was a tornado, like right behind me. And I was like, I gotta go really fast.
And you're trying to escape the tornado on your bike?
Yeah, like the tornadoes are like, we knew there was bad weather. I was with my dad and my sister. We knew there was bad weather coming, but the tornado dropped really quickly. And you know, it's Kansas because you're kind of used to tornadoes at that point. But it was so close to us that the sirens were going off. And so I'm like pedaling, you know, my little legs are going as fast as they can. And I hit this huge like sand pocket and just go flying. My dad had to carry me home and my sister had to like ride her bike and bring my bike home. And we like barely made it before like the tornado came, like all the wind came by.
That's the most Kansas thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you're welcome. Great Kansas story. And then, gosh, there are so many other. Oh, a boy, when I was sitting on a swing, you remember the tether balls that were like attached to a pole? For some reason, he took the tether ball off of the pole. And I was sitting on a swing and I assume he was flirting with me. This is when I was in like fourth grade. And I'm just sitting there swinging and he throws it at me. And I like put my hand up to like block it from hitting my face, broke my middle finger.
Ooh.
So really dumb things have happened to me also. Does that help? Does that give some sympathy for yours?
Yeah.
That's except now as a 30-year-old, I'm still doing them and you've learned.
Yeah, that's the worst thing though, when you do something to react to something and then you hurt yourself. Like I always think about it whenever like always comes back to knives, but when I like drop a knife and I think I want to grab it so it doesn't hit, I'm like, oh no, I probably shouldn't let that thing go.
Like we're not superheroes and we can't actually do that stuff. Have you ever actually grabbed a knife when you've dropped it though?
No, I dropped knives a lot. And the other weird thing about me is like, I have
never lost a toe.
No,
Okay. Okay.
But that's I have a weird thing about injuring my feet. So anytime I drop a knife or anything that could possibly hit my feet, I like immediately have like this quick reflex of like moving so they're out of the way.
That's funny. Do you have like a toe injury phobia?
Well, if we're going to get into the real root of it, is growing up, I had like terrible feet. Like I would get ingrown toenails a lot. And okay. I had to go to the podiatrist like several times to get them removed. And if you've never had an ingrown toenail, they are extremely painful and they bleed a lot. And if somebody steps on them, it is going to be, you'll feel the immediate pain because it feels like somebody is stabbing your foot, but then your toe will also gush blood. So I remember going to concerts with ingrown toenails and having them stepped on. And by the end of the night, my white socks were completely covered in blood. So ever since then, yeah, it was pretty extreme. I think every single one of my toes at one point was ingrown. So I'd have to go get them removed. And essentially it's them like clipping the sides of your toenails and it's extremely painful. They have to put your toe under and ever since.
Like under anesthesia, just like the one toe?
Yeah. They get like this thing. I don't know what was in the syringe, but they stabbed my toe with it, inserted that, and then I could feel nothing as they were operating on it. One time, though, my big toe did not want to go down, so they put whatever that stuff was in my toe, and then they started working on it, and I could still feel it, and they saw me in pain. They were like, do you still feel this? I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, let's give you some more. So ever since then, I have a fear of getting ingrown toenails again and a fear of just anything touching my toes.
I'm pretty sure that's a very reasonable fear that you have after what you went through. Wow, sounds really painful. Have you had any again since you were a kid?
No, I've been a lot better at taking care of my feet aside from the amount of miles that I run. They just don't look good. You just don't want to see my feet.
But I feel like that's a genetic thing, right? Like when you were a kid, it had to be a genetic thing.
Yeah, my parents also have bad feet. I got it from them.
But like so you say like taking care of your feet, is there things you can do to like avoid it now?
Well, I don't know how true it is, but apparently you get them if you like cut your toenails like too close down or you cut them like crooked. It has to do with that, just how you cut your toenails. So I'm very cautious about it now.
Well, now I'm scared to cut my toenails.
I let them get long just because I don't want to clip them.
Thank you for unlocking a new fear in me that came from yours. Okay, now I want to talk about the last time you got like seriously humbled. And the reason I want to bring this up is because I took a Pilates class for like the first time. Basically, I'd gone like a few other times before, but I think I deleted it from my brain. And I went this time, Mike, I thought I was in really good shape. Like I really thought, hey, I work out all the time. This is gonna be fine. I did that Pilates class. I wanted to die. I was like drenched in sweat. Everybody else around me is like, they're little ballerinas. And I was like the little gremlin that couldn't get off the reformer. And I was very humbled, you know, like, cool, got it. I am not fit or in shape. Noted. So when's the last time you were like humbled? Maybe in that way, maybe another way.
I think kind of in that same way, we're maybe both experiencing that now, is like, I don't really feel a whole lot older. And I feel like in my physical health, I'm probably the best and the strongest I've been just because I've just prioritized it for so long now. But I think maybe in the last year, I've kind of realized that I am in my 30s. And I think it was like maybe a few weeks ago when I was out for a run and there was like this group of probably college age, like a cross country group. And I tried to keep up with them and they were going so fast that I couldn't keep up with them. And that was when I realized like, okay, I can run pretty good, but I'm also running pretty good for my age because there's just something different about somebody in their 20s running that I shouldn't try to compete with them. And I do get competitive when I'm like quietly competitive when I go on run. So I try to like, you know, outpace people, but there was nothing happening there. Like they're just elite and they're young.
Oh, that's tough, man. There's nothing like being humbled about how old you are. Like, especially when there's times that I've walked in somewhere and it'll be like a young barista and they're like, what would you like, ma'am? And I know they're probably being nice, but like that ma'am, man, it sticks to my heart.
I feel like the ma'am probably hurts worse than the sir.
Maybe, because I don't know, like, I feel like I've said sir more often, even to, like, other people. I mean, I say ma'am and sir, too. Like, if I'm trying to get somebody's attention, like a server or whatever, and I'm trying to be nice, I'm like, ma'am, ma'am. So, like, I don't know why I'm so offended by it, but for whatever reason, when, like, a young person says ma'am to me, I'm like, oh, stab me in the heart.
Yeah.
But you don't feel that way with sir.
Not as bad. I remember, like, the first time I got called sir, and it felt a little bit weird because in my head I was like, maybe like in my 20, like mid-20s, I'm like, I'm not a sir by any means. Like, I still watch cartoons. Don't call me sir. But now I feel it's like, yeah, it's kids maybe 10 years younger than I am who call me sir. I'm like, yeah, that probably makes sense now, even though I don't want it to.
Yeah. And maybe we have to like hit a certain point where like, yeah, respect. I am a ma'am. I am a sir. Maybe it's just like we're in that special sweet spot where we're like, not quite yet, please.
Yeah. It's like once you know your credit score, you're probably a sir or a ma'am.
That's probably true. I think we both are, you know, we're at that stage, Mike, but I am sorry that you couldn't keep up with the cross country team. Although you're clearly keeping up like in running in general, because you do those runs and I couldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Like, you were crushing it. What was your one recently? I feel like you hit a really high mileage in like the last 6 months.
I think it was my total mileage for 2023 was like, I don't even remember it now because I didn't set out to do it. It was probably in the thousands or something. I don't even remember it.
Oh, wild.
But it wasn't something I set out to do. It was just once I looked at the numbers from the end of the year, I was like, it was just impressed with myself. Like, I don't even know that I put that many miles on my car and I ran that much.
Hey, well, you know what? You may be hard on your feet, but your feet are getting you through a lot of miles. So
I know.
I think there's some pretty good feet. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then I got some more stuff to talk to you about.
All right.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, Mike, I need to admit something that is so embarrassing, but it was very not intentionally embarrassing.
Okay. Where's this going to go?
Speaking of feet, I had packed a bag. So you and I both do this. After work, we typically see each other at Planet Fitness. We typically go work out from work because it's better than like coming home and you get tired and you don't want to go work out. So I had packed a bag to go to Pilates after work. And as I'm leaving and I like changed into my workout clothes at work, I realized I didn't pack proper shoes to go with my workout outfit. Mm-hmm. I had booties on from work and I couldn't put the booties on with the workout outfit. And I'm like, okay, I could either just like run home and like cut my losses, or I could just leave my socks on and walk barefoot to my car and into the Pilates studio in my socks. And that is exactly what I did. And it reminded me of the trend, how there's people out there that are doing like the whole barefoot walking and don't wear shoes anymore. And Mike, I got so many stares, like in the 5 minutes, not in our parking garage because nobody's really in there, But in the 5 minutes that I parked my car and walked into the Pilates studio, all the people that were out having lunch, like, thought I had lost my mind. I'm just like trotting along, like in my little sockies. And I'm like, okay, this feels weird. But like, I do feel like it was kind of a grounding experience. And I now understand what that means, mm-hmm. where like they feel more connected to the earth and their surroundings by like not wearing shoes. I did, although I felt very uncomfortable and people were 100% judging me, I did feel like really good about myself. Like I had a little pep in my step, even though I didn't have proper footwear.
And you didn't step on anything sharp or hurt your feet.
No. And maybe it helped because I had my socks on. I didn't go like full, you know, barefoot walking. I had my socks on, but I was good. And I was like, I could do this. Not all the time. I'm way too awkward for that. Like if people judge me, I'd be like, oh, sorry, I know I'm weird. But I do understand now why this is a trend and why people do it. Like it did feel grounding.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel as embarrassed as far as the people looking at me. I guess I would be more concerned and paranoid of my fear of having something wrong with my feet that I would step on something. And it just feels like of all the things that people throw out, you're going to either step in something gross or step on a nail or something.
That's so true. And I was in a busy parking lot. I was on a busy sidewalk. I didn't step on anything. Maybe it's because it's a clean area. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, like... Isn't it too, what is the shot that you have to get when you step on like a nail?
Tetanus.
Yeah. And isn't that really brutal?
I think the shot itself is painful too.
Yeah. So that would be alone a reason for me not to do this. But I just have to give people props because I do understand it now. And I felt good. Like I do feel like I had a little pep in my step, even though I looked like a crazy lady. So what trend maybe have you tried recently?
Well, before we get to that, that just reminded me of another injury I had with my foot in my trailer park. I stepped on a nail.
No, you didn't.
It's because we had this old couch that we should have gotten rid of, but I don't know. We either got it for free or it was our only couch. And it was literally falling apart. So there was all these like metal things sticking out of it. I even have like a scar on my leg from the time it like slashed me when I sat down.
You got like a Harry Potter scar.
Yeah, I do have a Harry Potter scar like in the inside of my knee. But the other time is it had like these little wood panelings on like the armrest part of it that were like these little squiggly design things and they fell off. And I guess I didn't see it fall off. So I stepped like right on it and it had a nail. And I just have the image of me screaming in pain. And then I think it was either my dad or my mom pulling it out of my foot.
No. Did you have to get the tetanus shot?
I don't think I did. I was probably like 4 or 5 years old. So I don't know if I really don't know if I got the tetanus shot. Probably not, though.
I was going to say, because like as a like a young kid getting that shot, I can only imagine. Oh, my gosh, Mike. OK, well, I'm really glad your bad foot injury days are behind you. You have a lot. You got a lot of foot trauma.
Yeah, everything bad that happened for me physically was all like before the age of 10.
So maybe you shouldn't try the grounding thing.
Yeah,
that's why it's not for you.
I don't try the trends that result in any kind of injury.
Okay, fair. But maybe you tried like another trend. Is there any trends that you can think of where you're like, I saw it and you're like, I'm going to give that one a try?
I think I'm just always so skeptical of every single trend, especially with the rise of trends in TikTok that are all like, do this and it makes you feel better. I just don't believe them. And unless they've been around for a very long time, I'm always skeptical of any kind of trend because I feel like it's somebody just starting something for the sake of putting something on their profile. They're like, hey, this person says you try this, and then they go viral for it. And it's something so weird and bizarre that, yeah, it gets picked up in articles. So I see a trend and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Not for me.
So no trends for you. You're on TikTok a lot. Like, I feel like you're on there.
Yeah, but I really don't see those all that often, like people doing those types of trends. It's usually like when I'm looking for like research for the show where it's like everybody's doing this trend and it's always something ridiculous.
That is true. So what is your like For You page look like on Instagram or TikTok?
I think right now I've been getting a lot of running videos lately. I always get like the people getting hurt TikToks. I think the last one I saw, it's always tough when it's somebody older. The last one I saw was like a grandma getting on her first like boat. I think it was just a boat. And she like,
oh, and she fell?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So does this mean you've also seen, I think there's like a subway in Australia or it's a train. I'm not sure. But there's like a just like that lady video, there's this huge gap in between the platform and where it is. And there's like multiple videos of people falling.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have seen that one.
Those are crazy. That you want to talk about like anxiety. If I fell down that, I would never recover. Okay, that's funny.
I see a lot of fail videos. I see a lot of internet theory videos of like, not so much conspiracy theories, but just like these weird like UFO type theories. I get a lot of those. Obviously a lot of movie stuff. And then I get a lot of just like indie TikTok artists.
Okay, who's your favorite indie TikTok artist right now?
The one that I'm super into right now that I discovered in like literally the last week, but I think they might be my new favorite artist of the year is this. It's a solo artist, but it's called Slow Joy. And it's like a very almost like 90s rock inspired, just like kind of emo-ish a little bit. And okay. The dude is like this Mexican dude from California. So he kind of like has like a similar background as me, but his sound is just like refreshing in a way, but also feels familiar. So I think I'm kind of into this genre of artist that's like one person, but they give themselves like a name that's like a, that sounds like a band, same way like Dashboard Confessional, really just one person. Because I don't know, that's just always what I've been drawn to. And whenever I heard this artist, I'm like, this could probably be my favorite artist of the year.
And they're called Slow Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? Okay. All right. Well, Indie. Why did I say Indian? Said Indie. I am now putting together, you know, when people say like you're coded something,
mm-hmm.
You're Jackass coded.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like the movie, not like the name, like the TV show, the movie, all of that. Like that's you.
That, yeah, I've always loved it for some reason. I don't like, the thing is, I don't like getting hurt myself, but seeing other people get hurt, as long as they're okay, is hilarious to me.
That's probably because you had a lot of crazy injuries when you were a kid and you're like, yeah, I'm good now, but like, I can put you through it.
Yeah, and I was like so inspired by that early in my, you know, watching Jackass. Like, I wanted to do those types of things. Like, if YouTube would have been more prominent when I was younger, like, I definitely would have been doing that all the time.
That's so funny. And now just everything aligns. I just finally put that together. That's your code.
That is me.
All right. Any other updates going on in your life? Like, is there anything new since the last time you've been on here and you want to talk about or share?
I got a tattoo.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, is it the Spider-Man tattoo?
It is the Spider-Man tattoo.
It happened?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel? Do you love it?
I love it. It's still in the healing process right now. So I got it about a week ago and it takes 2 weeks to fully heal. And it was one of those things that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And my last, this is only my second tattoo. The last one I got in 2017. So after I got that one, which is on the inside of my arm and it's my favorite band's logo, Lemuria. The thing after you get a tattoo is you realize how permanent it is. And I had like this weird feeling of like, oh man, this is on me forever. I got lucky because I'm glad this is something that I'm never going to not enjoy and never going to not appreciate what it represents. But it made me be very cautious of getting my next one because I thought if I don't like something, like there's really no taking it off. You can have the tattoo removal surgery, but it's extremely painful and more expensive than the tattoo. So after that, I was really just, I put a lot of thought into what I wanted to get. So it took me all these years to finally decide on something. And then it was also me thinking more about it of, I feel like people have always approached tattoos as you have to get something with so much meaning and it has to represent something, which I think is important, but I think it also has to look cool. And it can also be dumb and just look cool for the sake of looking cool. Because really, when you think about it, a tattoo is kind of a dumb process. Like, you're going to get something that's on your skin forever. It shouldn't have that much wisdom behind it. You should just be able, if you want to go get a tattoo, go get a tattoo because it's fun to do And so once I was like, okay, I'm going to have something that will have some meaning, but also that I'm not really going to care about what anybody thinks. And I think that's the thing I struggled with, is because I've been into nerdy stuff for a long time. It is just who I am. And it really wasn't until 2020 where I feel like it became a little bit more normal to be nerdy whenever we were all locked down and people got back into their nerdy hobbies. Like Pokemon cards started to pop off again, and people were just able to enjoy it more freely. That was the time period where I thought, oh, there are other people out there who are just like me, grew up like I did, and they are into these things. They're into Pokemon. They're into comic books. They're into superheroes. And I don't really have to be ashamed about it anymore. And a Marvel tattoo was something that I always wanted because it's been my favorite thing forever. And Spider-Man was the superhero that I first attached myself to because I felt like he was the one character that anybody could be Spider-Man, because you just see a guy in a mask. He's not black, white, Mexican or anything. He's just Spider-Man. So I think that was always important for me as a kid, because we didn't really have that representation of there's a Mexican superhero, but behind the mask, you really don't know who it is. And it was me realizing that I could embrace that and get it because it's something that I've loved for so long that I don't really care how anybody else is going to interpret it. They could call me a nerd, they could call me a loser, but it is something I've always wanted. And now that it's on me, I love it. And I think once it's fully healed, I can't wait to like show it off and post pictures about it, because right now it doesn't like look full quality yet. It takes those 2 weeks for it to get all like the peeling and scabbing off. And then if I posted it now, people would be like, oh, it looks terrible. You should get your money back.
No, I bet it still looks awesome. And if you're excited about it, you're right. That's all that matters. And you like are glowing talking about this tattoo right now. Like you're so excited.
Yeah, it was pretty painful. At least for, actually, I've kind of forgot how bad it hurts on like the first few, like maybe the first 10 minutes. And the entire thing, took 4.5 hours. So those first 10 minutes, I was like, oh man, this really feels like somebody just stabbing you in the arm. And then after a while, you just forget about it. And it just becomes more of a waiting game, because I was just laying on the table for 4.5 hours, that it wasn't even more so the pain in my arm, because I kind of forgot about that. But it was just the getting used to just sitting there for that long. And you can't really do anything, because you can't move this arm. You can't really do anything with the other arm because you're laying down on it. So I was just staring at a clock literally for 4.5 hours.
Wait, so do you like, and I don't know because I don't have any tattoos, so this may be a dumb question, but would it make sense to like have a few drinks or like, you know, whatever your vice is before you go in? Like, does that make it better or does it make it worse?
I feel like it would make it worse. And I know there's kind of that thing that people say about like, oh, you go get tattoos drunk. Like that was apparently a thing at some point. I really don't see how you could, because you think of a tattoo parlor being like kind of a seedy place or like having like this weird edge to it. But when I was there, I realized this is just a regular place of business. This feels like a doctor's office. Everybody here is totally chill. If somebody came in here drunk or totally messed up, I don't think they would, you know, even work on them. And it's such a professional setting, and they're so particular about like cleanliness and making sure everything's just by the book, that I think it would probably hurt you if you went in trying to get a tattoo drunk to compensate for the fear of the pain.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And like I said, I have zero experience, so I'm leaning on you here. What about like during that? Can you watch stuff on your phone? Can you like listen to music? Or are you just like in silence, not able to move?
I think it reached a point where it kind of felt a little bit therapeutic to me. And I had brought headphones with me so I could listen to music or listen to a podcast, or I was going to read. But I kind of just allowed myself just to lay there and it was really like the one time in that week that I just got to do nothing. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this. I think the hardest part was just literally looking at the time as it went down. It was kind of like being on a treadmill where you're just so focused on the time. But I kind of wish I would have maybe watched a movie or something. But I think looking back on it, I'll probably remember it more because I was paying attention to all the other people getting tattoos. And I just allowed myself to be in the moment.
This is your version of R&R. You went and got like your tattoo you've wanted.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm so glad I got that update. I knew there was something. There was I had like mic update, and I just wasn't sure because I saw you post from a tattoo parlor, but I was like, did he do it? I don't know. Because yeah. You didn't post a picture, and that makes sense.
Yeah, and it definitely makes me want to get more now that I'm just like a fan of the process now, and I realize that it's not that big a deal to get something, so I'll probably get another one at least in a year.
All right, Mike the Tattoo Guy. You're not Movie Mike anymore. You're Mike the Tattoo Guy.
Just tattoo.
just a new thing to attach to your name. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I couldn't go a Best Bits part one without asking you some type of movie thing, but I was thinking about this the other day, Mike, because I was choosing things to watch. And is there a certain actor or actress that you will watch anything that they're in just because of that actor or actress? Like, it doesn't matter the genre or anything, you're just always going to watch it because they're in it.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of those.
Okay, give them to me.
I think at the top of the list is Ryan Gosling. I feel like he has been consistent now for over a decade. And I also feel like he takes on movies that aren't always the same thing. So I feel like not only am I going to get a good movie, but I'm also probably going to watch something that I haven't seen before. And he kind of surprises me too. I think the one I was most skeptical about was whenever he got cast in Barbie. I was like, Gosling in a Barbie movie? But once we saw the trailer, once we actually saw the movie, I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. Why did I ever doubt him? But he's also going to be in a new movie called The Fall Guy coming out later this year that I'm also excited about. And it's like him playing a stunt performer. Again, it's like something that I really haven't seen before, even though it is a remake. But I always feel like he is just money when it comes to watching something that's going to be a really fun time in theaters.
Did you watch the one with him on it that was on Netflix? I think Chris Evans was also in it.
The Gray Man.
Yeah. That was also a new role, I felt like, for him, and it was good.
Yeah, he didn't really say a whole lot in that movie. And he also does action really well, which is like something that's pretty rare for an actor who can also do like a high-stakes drama to be able to also be an action star. So I think... yeah, some of the best action movies of the last 10 years. One of my favorite movies of his is a movie called Drive, where he plays a getaway driver. And for the longest time, that was like my favorite movie. So I think it was that movie in particular that made him one of those actors that no matter what he's going to be in, I'm going to watch it.
That's so true. And I think all he did was solidify that with Ken, like being Ken. I mean, he just was like, yeah, I'm just going to sink all of y'all. Okay, who else? Is there anybody else on that list?
For a while, it was Shia LaBeouf, but I feel like he has kind of fallen off out of that tier. There was a period where he was just putting out consistently good movies, and now after a string of, he's also changed a lot as a person, and he was my number one slot for a long time just because I was a big fan of him since like back in the Disney Channel days, but has probably fallen out of that slot. But along those same lines of, I mean, they've worked together a lot too, is Emma Stone.
Like, oh, yeah, she's a great actress.
Anything she is in is either going to be funny or it's going to be weird or it's going to make me cry.
Hers, I feel like, are always come out of nowhere. Like, they're kind of zingers that kind of like throw me where I'm like, I didn't expect to like it as much as I was going to. Do you get that vibe with her stuff?
Oh, definitely. And she's also like at a point now, she's almost on like that Leonardo DiCaprio level of any movie she does, she's probably doing it because it's going to get her Oscar nomination. Like, she's just that good now.
Because like, I think of Easy A, like that was such a like just random movie, but it's so funny for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, she was dominating like the teen comedy back when she first started. She was also like in Superbad.
So good. And there was something else that she was in that was a comedy movie. And now I can't remember it. It totally lost me. But that was a good one. Okay. Any others? I could tell you mine too, because you may have opinions on the ones I choose.
Some of yours.
So like a newer one for me is Brie Larson. I am obsessed with her, especially like I liked her in Captain Marvel. And obviously she's one of my favorite superheroes, but I really enjoy the TV show that she just did on Apple TV Plus. Did you watch that one by chance?
I've seen it on there for the longest time and I've been meaning to watch it, but I still haven't.
And now, of course, the title's escaping me, but it was so good that it made me be like, now that TV show made me want to now again watch everything Brie Larson is in. Like, I was already kind of there because of the Marvel stuff, but now after that TV show, like, kind of like Emma Stone, like, solidify, or Ryan Gosling as Ken, like, that solidified it for me. Lessons in Chemistry.
Yeah, that's what it was.
yeah. So good. So she's like a newer one for me. What do you think of her?
I like her a lot too. Definitely from her Captain Marvel role. But I feel like in the last few years, she's done just like really big blockbusters now. And she's kind of become that name of like on level with like other action stars because of Captain Marvel. Like she was in the Fast X movie and it's like, oh yeah, Brie Larson's in this too. And it makes sense.
I didn't realize she was in that. I'll be honest, the last Fast and Furious movie I saw was on your birthday.
I just still watch all of them. They've gotten considerably more terrible since that one, but there's just something about those movies that I just still go back to them time and time again.
They're just like your guilty pleasure.
Yeah, because they're just going to keep making them forever until Vin Diesel retires and they're just going to get more ridiculous, so they're still fun to me.
That's fair. You have like a nostalgia part, I assume, to that too. The other two that I have, I've got Ryan Reynolds, the other Ryan. I just like his comedic timing. I mean, he nails it every time. And he's not somebody who's like, I guess you could say it a lot. He did do rom-coms and he was really good at those. But I feel like comedy is really where he sticks out. He's done action, but he's still comedic in those roles. I just really love him as like a comedic actor so much. If he's there, I'm gonna watch it because I know I'm gonna laugh.
Yeah,
so he's a big pick for me.
And he kind of took a year off last year. I don't think he put out a single movie, but this year he's coming in strong with Deadpool and Wolverine and also that kids movie If,
which both are gonna be awesome. I have hope because it's Ryan Reynolds. Like,
yeah,
and him as Deadpool, I don't know if you feel this way, but like him as Deadpool is just like chef's kiss.
I think like that is the most quintessential role. Like everybody has like their one role that they were meant to play. Like that is definitely it for him. And I think he was kind of in that point of his career where he was already super famous, already well established, but it was almost him playing Deadpool took him to another level because it gave him like that one golden role that people would just, Ryan Reynolds, he's Deadpool.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, like, they're one and the same. Because even when he does, like, advertisements or posts on social media, I'm like, that's Deadpool.
Yeah, I think sometimes he has it to a fault, though. Because it gets a little bit, if you're not a super fan of him, it gets a little bit tiring to see him be the same in every single movie.
Yeah,
so it works to his advantage because that's what people expect from him. And if you love it, great. But sometimes, for me, I do enjoy him. But every now and then I'm like, dude, doing something a little bit different.
I feel like the most variety that I've seen for Ryan Reynolds was like when he was in The Proposal. That's kind of the only time where I really haven't seen him be like super comedic. There's still comedic parts, but Sandra Bullock really took that over in that movie. You know, and he was more like the serious one.
I think the movie for me where I kind of wanted to see a different side of him, I thought the movie was still fun. It was that Free Guy movie, and they're going to make another one. But I felt like that was just being him being him. And I was like, I need a little something different here. It just feels like I'm watching Deadpool again in a video game.
See, that's why I loved it, because I'm so obsessed with Ryan Reynolds. You got your Ryan, I got mine. That's how that works.
The battle of the other-
Exactly. But and one will win in singing and one's gonna win in comedy. The other one I have was Gerard, which is like a kind of out of left field, but Gerard, I'm never gonna say this right. Gerard Butler. I still can't say it. I love him, and I think it's because like P.S. I Love You, White House Down, like I think it was White House Down that he was in. There was a few House Down things, movies.
Yeah, he's in a lot of disaster films.
Right, like, and I really love like some action movies with him, and I just love his accent. Like, it gets me every time.
I think I was just watching, I think it's called Geostorm with him the other day, where it's like this worldwide storm that's destroying the entire world, and he has to stop it. And I have like a fascination with disaster movies, even though people think they're terrible, and on paper they're not the best movies. But give me any disaster movie, I will watch it and I will love it. It's pretty good in that.
And it was good. I don't think I've heard of Geostorm.
I mean, it's not like going to change your life good. I don't even know that it's like a good movie. But if you like disaster movies and like you like him, you'll probably find some enjoyment in it. I'm not going to say, oh, you should watch it, I recommend it. But if you're into both of those things, it's like a good cross between in your Venn diagram.
See? Okay, I like it. I'm going to check that out this weekend. All right, that's all I had for movie conversation, unless you had anything else you wanted to add for movie stuff.
I think my only other one actor that's my go-to that's burned me a little bit, but I'm still like confident in him is Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Why has he burned you?
I didn't like Napoleon, and I feel like it was a little bit on him of like not doing the best job in that role. And I also found it weird of how quickly I will write off an actor, because an actor could be my favorite. But I'm like, man, am I really that shallow that they do one bad role and I start to question them a little bit? But it just kind of shows you like how hard it is to keep people as fans. Like even me, who I've been a fan of Joaquin Phoenix since like, I mean, he's been in movies forever, like since the early 2000s. I've loved all of his work, but like one bad movie and I'm like, huh, I don't know if I love him as much anymore.
Mike, you're turning into a critic.
I know.
But what's happening?
I think that happens with people, even with like The Rock and Black Adam, which was so hyped up and it came out and it was way below expectations for people. I feel like that movie changed the perspective that some people have on The Rock. And even somebody as beloved as he is does one role that people don't like, and then it's hard for them to be invested in the next role. I think once you burn people on something that they spend money on, that's kind of where things start to come into question. Even now with Dakota Johnson facing all the backlash with Madame Web, I think that's going to be hard to recover with. And even before that movie, I was saying that Dakota Johnson was one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood because she'd done so many consistent movies. And then that one comes out, I'm like, huh, maybe I have a little bit of a different opinion on her. But then she does one more great movie and I'm like, oh yeah, she's back.
It's just a little bit. You just like take it down a little notch is what it sounds like. But you totally sound like a critic. Hey, I'm excited for you because you're a movie person. That's the goal, I think, right? To become a critic.
I think so. I try not to let that like alter my love of movies, because that's why I started, because I just enjoy watching them. But I think it's because I've watched them with intent for so long now that at times I expect a little bit more. And the amount of movies that I watch, I think it's harder for me to be really excited about something, because if it's something that's not completely life-changing or people, you know, trying to break the mold in movies, I get a little bit bored with it. So that's the only kind of thing I have to overcome, is that I've exposed myself to so much. And I got to remember that not every single person is watching as many as I am. So I kind of have to hone it in on what makes one specific movie great.
That's true. And you never really think of that too when you like look at critics and stuff, right? That they've seen so many things. So something really has to stand out to them. And I could imagine it'd be really hard to just be like, no, let me forget everything that I've seen her done and focus on this one movie. I mean, you can't even do that in life, like let alone all the movies you watch.
It's the same thing we have with music. Like, we're exposed to so much with the industry we work in that it takes an artist to come along that's really different and really just stands out. Like, oh, this is actually going to change the way that the music landscape is going. Like, it takes something like that for people like us to really like shake us and be like, oh, this is somebody we need to invest time in. And that's somebody that's going to be great, not just now, but for a very long time. Those come fewer and further in between. I feel that same way with movies, just because we're exposed to so much.
Yeah, you're so true. Listen, we've got Tattoo Mike D, who is coded Jackass, who is also now a movie critic. Mic drop.
Yeah.
It's so literally
funny. Coded Jackass thing sounds like an insult, but it's not.
No, so and I hope everybody knows that that's a movie. People are going to hear that and they're going to be like, Morgan is such a mean person. But you don't take that way, right?
No, it just sounds funny. If like somebody just heard that clip, they'd be like, huh, interesting.
You know, maybe I'm going to have to put that as the teaser clip. Just, you know, give it to myself some more. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for joining me, hanging out with me on Zoom. Even though we are not in our normal setting, I still had fun.
This was great.
All right. Well, tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
You can listen to my podcast, new episodes every single Monday, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, at Mike Destro.
Awesome. And that next episode of Best Bits This Weekend is going to be up in roughly an hour. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're having a fabulous Saturday. Mike, thanks again. Everybody, we'll see you later.
Later.
That's the Best Bits of the Week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.